Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast on a rather overcast Friday morning here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. This is the message prepared. We're sharing for Friday, April 4th, 2008. The title of the message today is Holding Firmly. Powerful verse from Hebrews, verse 14 of chapter 4.
Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess.
I enjoy a selection of verses in the book of Hebrews that all begin with the phrase, let us, which is known grammatically as the hortatory subjunctive. Now, hortatory is from the Latin hortatorius, from hortari, which means, interestingly, to me anyway, to exhort, to incite, and to encourage. Well, this is my favorite preaching and writing style, whether I am the listener and reader or whether I'm the preacher or writer. Early in my ministry, I preached a sermon for Hebrews, repeatedly using this phrase, let us, and a friend commented afterwards that it was a salad sermon. At first, I couldn't understand what in the world he was trying to say, but then as he smiled, he further explained, you kept saying, let us, and of course, let us is in a great part of the salad.
The author of Hebrews uses this phrase, let us, 12 times. When I read this book or hear sermons preached using this phrase, I am motivated, encouraged, as it seems the author or preacher is leading me rather than pushing me. In fact, the writer of Hebrews was facing the same circumstances as his readers, so he presents a form of personal resolve in his writing.
We all deal with different temptations and issues in life as we seek to persevere and stay faithful to God. The believers addressed in Hebrews were facing persecution, were tempted to go back to their old way of life. That always remains a temptation for all who follow Christ in varying degrees and for varying reasons.
Today, here in America, it may be the busyness of life, affluence, the pressure of secular teaching, the barrage of media influence, major family conflict, and other issues we confront daily that lull us into complacency or pull us back into the world. One that I have regularly noticed, and we have in our pastoral ministry, is the heavy load many people bear as they overcome the consequences of disobedience to God. It may have been years of tobacco, drug or alcohol abuse, immorality, broken families, wasteful spending, or any other attitude or behavior that controlled our lives.
Turning to Christ does not immediately negate the long-term consequences. Turning to Christ does not immediately negate the long-term consequences of these past bad choices. In reality, some of them will remain a recurring issue all throughout life. The enemy of our soul may whisper in times of despair, what's the use? And the temptation is great to just throw in the towel and give up. And sadly, we both know people who have done just that.
Our daily verse emphasizes perseverance, and this is a major theme throughout Hebrews. He writes, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. Well, the word translated hold firmly is in the present active and conveys the ongoing need to actively participate in this holding on to our faith.
Later in Hebrews, there's a great promise. I've often been blessed by it and have committed it to memory. It's in Hebrews 10, verse 35, and it's a promise to those who persevere. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. Ponder, as we close today, that descriptive phrase, richly rewarded. Hide it deep in your heart as you hold firmly to faith. May the promise of God's future reward be a stimulus for obedience today as you persevere and hold firmly to your Christian faith.
Let's pray together. Father, we rest in what you have done for us in the past. We trust you for what you are doing presently in our lives and for what you are going to do in the future as we place our confidence in you. We have no confidence in the flesh because our weaknesses quickly overtake our good intentions. Our confidence is based solely upon the redemptive work of salvation imparted to us when we received you as our personal Savior. As we walk in your ways, we are confident that we will one day be richly rewarded and our faith will be proven genuine. It is not by our intellect or willpower that we remain steadfast, but it is through the reliance of your Holy Spirit that we walk in confidence and bring pleasure to you. Amen.
Amen. Well, our goal again today is to stay faithful to the Lord, to firmly hold on to that faith that we both professed as teenagers. And whenever you happen to come into the faith and begin to follow Christ, it's our desire that you do the same. But we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we prepared and are sharing for April 4th. 2008, and I share that so you can go to our site, because we always have some additional resources on the site. Today we have a beautiful photo of some purple crocuses that our friend Doris High took. We also have several songs, links to songs that we feel will be a blessing to you, including one that we just recently came across, written and played by a young man in a church we visited this last Sunday. And it's just based on Psalm 34. I believe you will enjoy it. It's certainly a song written more for young people and by a young person, but we love to hear the scripture put to words. Anything you want to share, Brooksine? Well, thank you for joining us today. We are blessed to have Christ in our lives and to have that resolve today. We pray you will have it as well, to hold firmly to the faith we profess.